Free agency's going wild with big names on the move. So who are the sneakiest winners that we can find at cheap ADPs in a best ball draft? We got Bryce Young in the thumbnail, so you know it's going to be a fun one. I am already in draft room, starting hot here. Probably not going to be a lot of regulars because I am starting a little bit earlier. I kind of thought I was going to get in and then we would have a fill. It was not a deliberate one, but we have people. Our guy Carlos in here at the 12 spot. Besides that, though, I think we are regular free, so should be a fun draft, a sneaky draft. Draft number 32 for me on the year. The playlist is on the channel if you want to go and burn some time, give me some sweet views. And, of course, this stream presented by Underdog, promo code SPLASH on there to double your deposit and join the fun in the big board. Rookies, free agents, who could not find joy there? The least sneaky pick of any draft, Christian McCaffrey, goes to the 101 here. Guys that I feel like sneaky beneficiaries, what's been going on so far. Bryce Young, talked about already, coaching moves. Dave Canales, I think, going to meaningfully upgrade him. What he did for Baker Mayfield was save that man's career. We could talk about Baker getting fucked over by Cleveland, Baker getting the bad situations overall. There's a bad run out for Baker. That said, I think that Baker could have gone the other way in the wrong situation. Let's say he was in New England situation last year with Bill O'Brien guiding him. That would have been pretty bad for him. I think Dave Canales is going to do a lot to get Bryce Young moving. So number one, that's fantastic. Besides that, now they're adding Deontay Johnson, another weapon. They've also beefed up the interior with some moves on the offensive line. So for Bryce Young, you're going to have a better run game. You're going to have a more willing run game, as Dave Canales has pointed out, going to try to take the pressure off of Bryce Young. And then you also now have Deontay Johnson, who a person I've beat up a lot. I think I was proven tremendously correct. George Pickens lapped him last year. George Pickens was a better receiver, had more outlier days, won somebody BBM5, our guy Fareed Shaheed. So there you go. So the Pickens war has been won. George Pickens won. That said, Deontay Johnson, can he be a better version of what Thielen was last year? Sure. Is there still some risk that Carolina does bring in a Brock Bowers? I think that is live as well. There's a commitment to building the things around Bryce Young, so there's no excuse then if Bryce is bad that it's going to be him or Canales. And who are they going to choose? They're probably going to choose Canales. So I think that's really the main thing that I would say for Carolina. So just to say all of that, Deontay Johnson, I think a winner, probably going to win a little bit too much in terms of ADP. We'll see where he goes in this draft. Besides that, though, like Bryce Young, he is the sneaky winner. I've been extolling the virtues of him a little bit in drafts. I think that he is a guy that go in the 200s in a lot of rooms. He is your QB3. He could maybe find his way to be a viable QB2. It's all in the picture there. Jefferson, I guess some fear about the QB situation driving him down. Minnesota not going to trade him. People trying to rumor and innuendo him to other teams. But we want Justin Jefferson. He's not a sneaky winner. You know, he is kind of a sneaky winner in terms of the fact that people are really missing. TJ Hockenson is going to be hurt for a lot of next year. TJ Hockenson is going to be out likely the first 2 months of the year, possibly longer than that. Recovered from an injury where he had the surgery very late. So that's really the main thing for Hockenson, is that an older player, you know, coming off an injury. We now have certainly Addison making a leap, but Osborne's gone. They're going to probably have somebody out there who replaces a few targets, but really is going to be a Jefferson and Addison offense. So Minnesota doing nothing right now. Minnesota also getting Sam Darnold in, and then probably a rookie too. If not, I believe in Darnold. So to me, getting Jefferson, if this is the reason that Jefferson comes down, I'll take him at 6 happily. Shout out to the chat. Went 86, Deontay Johnson, Deion Bay Johnson, 86 in Bindle's draft. And check out Bindle's channel as well. Saw you for a brief moment there. Didn't have a chance to watch much, but Bindle's with the coach on there. Not Jonathan Coachman, to be clear, but different. They're different than the coach. Jefferson will be fine with whoever at QB. Yep, I agree. I mean, definitely people have pointed out in the past when it wasn't outlier games for, you know, guys like Nick Mullen last year, it was Justin Jefferson having like a, you know, 5 catches on 10 targets kind of day. I still tend to think that the thing is his targets are a little more explosive than a Davante Adams. So that's the risk point for him, is that if it is bad QB play, then it is an issue. For Darnold, though, the biggest issue for Darnold was never the arm. It was his ability to process and be smart. And now he's getting to a point in his career where he came into the league a little bit young. He's getting old enough. He's had enough stops. He's had good coaching. He's just part of the Shanahan tree and was a guy they were willing to go to as the backup. So I think that for Darnold, he's probably in the best place he can be to seize his opportunity. And if not, it'll be a J.J. McCarthy, a Bo Nix, maybe a Joe Milton if they really want to get silly with it. Just have a guy you can throw Jefferson 80-yard bombs on occasion and not do much else. So I don't know. I think that Jefferson, to me, Yeah, and you know what? And I think people want to shoot under the Mullins stuff too. Like, oh, well, Mullins had a few outlier games. It was still Nick Mullins. Like, and I think it's all the vessel of that offense that it's Kevin O'Connell calling the plays. It's like the entire situation there that's working out for that team. So this is really fucking fun, guys. Oh God, what? Why do I not sneak into drafts more? Marvin Harrison with Justin Jefferson. This is holy shit. Oh man, go play an underdog, guys. This is fun. I'm having a blast. I've been stressed, man. It's been a lot going on. Probably I might have to go to Miami in a couple of weeks to do some investor like roadshow thing, a demo day for Miami angel investors, which you guys watch me here. Obviously I can talk, but a presentation in Miami, this is not the entire thing I can go that with. So yeah, a lot going on here, but that said, I needed this. I needed this joy. I needed this Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison pairing. This is sick. I am happy. I am very happy with that. Been productive this morning. Shot off some emails and some probably stuff that are probably video for the day. Also, you can see the pinned comment in the chat. Link to probably in the App Store. If you haven't left 5 stars and a review and you want to be a guest host potentially on Splash Play, leave me 5 stars and a review and just obviously let your username, let me know who you are in there. And you'll be entered to win that. That giveaway goes off on Friday. I'll be picking the winner. And Bindles, your comment went away, so try leaving another one if you can. But I do know you left one, so I will consider you an entrant as well. But basically, right now, it's either Mathology, Chunk the Deuce, or Bindles, and we're going to spin the wheel and pick one of them. So that'll be what we do on Friday to determine the guest host coming up sometime in the next 2 weeks. Oh, you live in Miami. You can show me the ropes. I mean, I'm only going to be there for like one day. And I've been to South Beach before. I love Joe's Stone Crab, one of the best fucking things in the world. Stone Crab, if you've never had it, guys, especially if you like seafood, you should be going out of your way to do it. I told my wife that when she was in Miami a couple weeks ago, and she did not do it. And I was actively like disappointed in her because she like loves crab. One of my first most fondest memories of her was one of our early dates. We went to like a nice buffet in downtown LA, and she was like going to town on crab legs, like breaking them open with her hand. Not that she's got, man hands like the Seinfeld episode or anything, but it was like she's very good with crab. It's really the main thing. Doesn't have crabs, good with crab. Two positive check marks. Yes. Yeah. Joe's is great, man. The sauce, the crab itself. Get those colossal stone crabs if you got the bankroll. Oof, highest of recommendations. Either way, we do see Drake London. I was hoping that I was going to be able to get Drake London at 30. Drake at 25, very nice pick here. The steam is real for Drake London. The steam is real for Darnell Mooney, as we saw yesterday, even though Darnell Mooney, again, really epic underperformer last year in terms of the advanced analytics, in terms of being able to create production when he was getting targeted enough downfield to create production in an offense that created spike weeks, but we talked about it a lot yesterday if you want to hear more extrapolations on old Darnell Mooney. Big payday Darnell Mooney. The million-dollar man Darnell Mooney. Jesus. Brandon. No, no, no. I've actually only been to Miami in relationships, so does not happen for me. Debo here, again, still have the potential out of him losing Brandon Ayuk. He's also changing his jersey to jersey number one. He's a good pick here. Evan's a good pick. Malik Nabers would be a very fun pick here to add with Jefferson. Oh, this is tough, man. Mike Evans getting a good situation, getting older. Ooh, I guess I'll just take the Debo value. I feel like a Jefferson Harrison Debo team is unique. And again, Debo getting jersey number one, I don't know. He's going to look faster. He's going to look cool. Josh Jacobs, was so much worse this year in terms of everything, lower avoided tackle rate, lower EPA metrics. Everything was worse for him. One thing he had going for him was he changed to jersey number 8. So like he was effectively so much better 2 years ago, but he had the double digit jersey. Now he goes to jersey number 8 and people are like, well, all right, I guess I got to pay him 48 mil for 4 years on paper. Where does London ADP end for BBM? Don't see Atlanta adding another meaningful receiver with them paying so much for Mooney. I don't see a difference between Drake London and Garrett Wilson. So I personally believe, and I've talked about this with our guy, Robert Griffin, the turd, of course, one of our poet laureates in chat, one of our most beloved members of chat. Garrett Wilson to me is mispriced. I think DJ Moore, if a Romo Odunze goes there, somebody, Odunze or Neighbors, if somehow he were to fall, if they were to go to Chicago, DJ Moore's got to come down. Nico Collins, we talked about Houston potentially bringing in another big body receiver outside. That would hurt Nico. He could come down. So to me, London should probably, could probably go 1-2 turn. Also, Saquon at 14. So we're in a normie draft. And we're getting a real picture here. Saquon, not a sneaky winner. And in fact, again, you are paying 60 more picks in ADP than DeAndre Swift last year. DeAndre Swift had a couple good games. I think Saquon's going to give you a couple good games. I do not want to pay that pick 14 price tag if that's where he's going to go in normie rooms. 0-0-3-0 going right now. Jefferson, Harrison, Debo. Keenan Allen was more open than everybody else in the NFL last year, which I do think is crazy given how old he is. Is that Kellen Moore? Is that him? Not sure about that. Odunze would be kind of fun. You guys know I like fun. Odunze won me over at the combine. What am I going to say? He was already good enough analytically, and we're just doing it, man. We're getting a big play guy to add to the solid foundation of Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Debo Samuel. I got to tell you guys, tomorrow's Zero RB Friday, so I'm going to get back up for that too. This team is filling me with joy. My heart is full right now. I am living my best life. I'm glowing. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Made you the number one Saquon hater in all your group chats. I appreciate that. Look, just tell him, man, the numbers say that he's declining. And frankly, if you get this right, and the tough part is he's going to luck box some good stuff because the paying him that contract, the public nature of it, the fucking fact that the Eagles love getting people from the greater Pennsylvania area, they're going to feed him well. He's going to have a couple games that are going to go but it's not going to pay off pick 14. Like, that's fundamentally the bet. And I would rather have, I think I'd rather have Garrett Wilson. I definitely would rather have Gibbs. I'd rather have Taylor. I'd rather have Achane. Kyren, we've talked about here. Rams getting better up front. Kyren should not be going down in ADP. Kyren should now, I think, be going safely 1-2 turn. To me, just Barkley is still, you're getting a bet in a good team, and you're getting on a willful situation that are going to feed the ball a lot. So those are two positives. I don't want to fully sell them short. But in terms of the talent, he should be near ATN. ATN should be coming down because Bigsby's taking a role, more of a role from him, or at least they're going to try to do that. I think Saquon should be more in that range, and I'd be cool with it. If Saquon were 24 right now, I'd go, all right, get some McCaffrey-Saquon teams. That's logical. Going at 14, not for me. Very much not for me. This boy, all that yellow, healthy shade of yellow. Yes, we're not hydrating well enough for this team. That's the one thing. You got to drink more water. But definitely, it is a nice team to see here. Again, bringing me a lot of joy. And honestly, some of the guys here that J.K. Bach has taken, in particular, Rashee Rice, I'm not huge on, but getting Pickens now that we know that Johnson is out, I get that. The worst case scenario for Pickens is you're getting last year's Drake London, which was frankly not that good, but we're willing to make the bet that Arthur Smith is going to be on the upswing. So I get it. Terry McLaurin, odds have shifted now. Jane Daniels, the favorite to go to Washington. I've talked about a little bit. Free agent odds were really bad, so I don't want to christening the draft odds necessarily. But I do think that with Jaden Daniels going to Washington, more likely, as I said, I really believe Jaden Daniels or Drake May would have been for McLaurin. Would have been a big win for McLaurin. Daniels is the bigger win. It'll be so huge for that team. He'll be able to run to set up these amazing deep balls. Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel, by the way, quietly a free agent who I don't think is going to come back. So better target share. Things are better for him. I think Dotson too. It's looking better for that team overall. I don't think this makes sense necessarily, but Lamar now 13 picks after ADP for no reason. We'll do that. Sick wide receiver room. Lamar coming late. All right. This draft is amazing. One more receiver would be nice, but Lamar Jackson at QB, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Debo Samuel, Romo Odunze at wide receiver. I also feel myself in my Lindsay Lohan era again. My voice going here. So as you guys might recall from a couple years ago, where I had literally no voice left. I keep doing streams. I don't care. I could be coughing up blood on stream like Rocky. And you know what I'll do? I'll just keep punching. Fellow Philadelphia guy, me, really big Philly guy. Just love being here. Love running up the stairs. Me and Rocky. No, Lamar does not go behind Anthony Richardson very often. In fact, that might be the first time I've ever seen that happen. So pretty crazy. That's why I'm willing to scoop Lamar even without the correlation, and we'll get somebody later. Spags, how much for the hat? Oh, you mean this sick hat, my new merch from Underdog? I saw actually that. So I forgot to put on the money hat before the show. That's really the main thing. Besides that, though, I did see that Josh Norris is wearing it on the Underdog show. He's wearing the white version of this. But this is their new hats, I guess. They shrunk the logo a little bit on it. So you have to have a merch hookup or you have to invest $500,000 in probably. So choose your fighter there. If you want to invest $500,000, let me know. You can DM me. Team is juiced. Thank you. I'll take it. How you doing, Specs? Feeling better? I mean, I'm fine. My coughing has not been great. Like my lungs, from being sick for like a month, it just takes a toll on the voice and the lungs. And especially, you know, doing content. Like I'm not somebody that treats my body like a fine-tuned instrument, as you might guess. So I don't do like tea and honey and stuff and lemon, and I instead smoke weed religiously and sometimes for a stream, but you don't know. You don't fucking know. How dare you? How dare you assume? Point being though, yeah, so like it'll pass. All things shall pass. But yes, I appreciate it. And again, not having that guy being mean to me about Darnell Mooney. I rewatched the stream yesterday, by the way, and I realized I was like perfectly nice to the guy. Like, I was like, I explained why Darnell Mooney was perhaps not as good as he thought. And then the guys got mad and like, it was really mean. We don't want that here. You guys know who the number two highest paid running back in football is right now? Alvin Kamara. Fun fact. Still hasn't been renegotiated either. I'm going to take Aaron Jones here. We got the bet on Minnesota. We'll do it. I'm going to say me likey this team. I don't think we do a lot of me likey based stuff here on the channel, but me likey this team. I think it's coming along pretty well. Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Debo Samuel, Romo Dunze, Lamar, Aaron Jones. So we reached a little bit for Romo Dunze. That's the one thing. We got value Debo, got Marvin Harrison at a reasonable price, got value Jefferson or semi-value Jefferson, got a huge value Lamar. This is probably in terms of like talent, confidence in guys and relative ADP values in the first six rounds, probably one of the better teams that we built on stream. I know the next draft and it's all bad for us. Sorry. I was here doing the chats and I was like, I guess I'll just enter the room. And I thought it would be the thing where like, I wait for you guys to fill it up as people come in and out because they're trying to get to the same draft as us. And then I just ended up being the last one in this room. So. Team fucks hard. I know. Again, just a room full of normies. It's all it takes sometimes. It's all it takes. Moody isn't great by any means, but his situation is definitely upgraded. Yeah, he, much like Saquon, you know, players that analytically, I think you want a better guy in the spots, getting the opportunity they're going to get. But I do think for both of them, they landed really good outcomes. And, you know, neither sneaky really. Like the Mooney thing, the people really like defending Mooney, I was shocked by because I just don't think he's a player that kind of warrants that kind of love. But I do think it's, again, people remembering 2021 where he was really good. I just am shocked that he couldn't be good at all last year. Like literally not one game where you'd go and go, yeah, all right, you got it. Like he just wasn't good. So that's pretty tough. It's pretty tough, but he got paid. Getting paid and having a role in a QB is going to kind of make the most for your opportunity, I think is good for him. We saw what Kirk Cousins did for Addison last year. I don't think he's as good as Addison, but he's going to get the shot. I know Spags was so happy he was last in the room and was acting like he's upset about it. Look, I think you can tell I've been fairly joyful this stream, so I think I'm not hiding it too well if I am hiding it. I would have been happy to take Joe Mixon to pick 78. Mixon, another guy. Honestly, a pick 75, still kind of sneaky. I think that he comes up to the 50s. People love Houston's offense too much. Mixon, to me, not a player I historically love, but him coming up, I'm cool with that. All right. I'm going to go Brock Bowers here. We could scoop another value with Kittle. You know what? We do have the correlation on the Niners. Let's be smart. I'm not just going to take my favorite toys always, but I think getting a bet on the Niners here, because what we're trying to do is if we do see Kittle and Debo, and it's going to be tougher for Kittle. I admit he's getting older. It's going to be tough for Kittle to be that difference maker and give you the spike weeks. But if Kittle and Debo get carried into or carry teams into the final round, and then I could bring Lamar against likely Purdy stacks, I think that's pretty good. So that's the DFS part of it that I'm trying to adjust more in my process when I see those opportunities. So I would love to take Bowers, but I will take Kittle here, and we'll see what happens in the future. Evan Engram goes above Bowers in this room. funny just to see like a normal room here. You want to talk about the quote unquote casuals drafting. I would say this is probably more like a casual room of people that are not quite as in the streets and definitely not quite as in my head as we are sometimes on here. Pretty good. In honor of the great Larry David as well. Pretty good. Curb Your Enthusiasm ending soon. Hate to see it. Great season so far. Yes, Daddy. Oh, boy. Adam. Oh, Adam. You rascal. Guys, if you enjoy channels where they call their the host Daddy, please subscribe down below. Please hit that like button. Leave a comment as well. Splash Play drafts every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. And again, if I'm sick, I show up. I keep doing it. You know, that's the game here. Barring catastrophe. And even if there are days where I have to be on the road or something and have to do the stream at a time that's not 11 a.m., you will know about it. And I will still do the streams every day because I think that's the goal is we want to commit to this bit. And then by the time it's like August or something, it's going to be like, oh, how sick. It's like I did 180 drafts and did drafts every day. Did a few marathon days. Set the world record for streams in a year. It's the hope. All right. Are they on like season 28 time to end? I mean, it is ending, but I don't know. I'm happy with things going on. Like I still watch Family Guy sometimes. I still watch pretty much every Family Guy, just, you know, not like live. I watch it whenever I get a chance and I'm in the mood for 20 minutes of something that's not going to make me think too much. South Park's been going for now 30 years. This is crazy. So I don't know. Like if you have talented people doing a thing, I don't mind. Like, you know, but whatever, I get it has to end at some point. Larry, definitely, even by Larry David standards, looking old. Yeah, I get it. Got to be Georgia guys for our guy, Adam. A Georgia fan of Miami. Now I'm putting up the Adam picture coming together. One of our newer regulars. So I'm still wrapping my head around what he's all about. 1141 here. Tyjae coming down. You know, I forget who it was. I think Larry, one of our chat guys, saying like, why James Conner or why not James Conner over Tony Pollard? I kind of agree with that. Arizona's going to get better. They're going to add another good receiver. I think that James Conner, a little bit undervalued. This running back room has definitely got some miles on it with Aaron Jones and James Conner, but the two guys in good situations. We're making correlated bets here with Minnesota. And in Baltimore at some point, I got to get some correlation, but I'll figure that out. Lattice had an awesome three code in his pro day, athletic boy. Yeah, look, I still think the target earning is the biggest issue for him. I still personally believe, sorry, Adam, close your ears, that Ladd is like fast Hunter Renfro. he's bursty Hunter Renfro. But, you know, like I get the shot that he ends up being Puka or Cooper Kupp. I'm willing to take some flyers if he lines up perfectly in ADP and I need a receiver there. But I still think target earning is the biggest thing. Like for Brian Thomas, there's a really credible reason. For Ladd, there's a really credible reason as well. But Ladd's playing out of the slot a lot. You know, slots get higher target rates, so you're lower and you're playing out of the slot. But he was a positive EPA guy. Mixon and Connor, I think it'd be a good start to your RB. For now, I mean, Mixon, I think, is going to get out of zero RB range at some point pretty soon. But I agree for now. Like those two guys, really solid. Definitely compared to Chubb, Ramondre should be going down pretty deeply. The Gibson thing is not good for him. So I think that Ramondre should be coming down. Eckler, I feel like, should probably stay flat. Really don't think Jaden Daniels is a good thing for Austin Eckler. Having a guy who's not going to check down a lot kind of cuts into the value of Eckler, especially for when DraftKings eventually has drafts. So for this range, I think Connor, Mixon, Swift, three guys that I'd be the most comfortable with. And I don't mind Eckler. Don't mind Najee. Definitely don't mind Mostert. So you know what? I don't mind guys, but I think in terms of preferences that you could see have a monster touchdown output in particular, like Mixon is lucking into a really good situation. And frankly, he's going to convert touchdowns better than Singletary. He's going to do a lot more with a little screen dump off kind of plays. Mixon landed in a really good spot, even though he is not the kind of guy we want. Too many helpful things on the board, but Troy Franklin at pick 102 in a splash play room. Oh my God. Actually reflecting his ADP dropping. What? Okay. Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin. We love Troy Franklin. Team so far. Lamar Jackson, Aaron Jones, James Conner, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Debo Samuel, Romo Dunze, Troy Franklin, George Kittle. Brock Purdy obviously makes sense for the team, but let's see how far we could push him. Hey, cheers. Here's to me having a good draft. Can we get one black conference McConkey? Kiki QT. I think it's Kiki QT. Does that work? I think I've heard two. Somebody compared him to Eddie Royal, I believe, was the old Broncos receiver. So there's another one. So I just wet myself. I don't really urinate myself. The nut button, possibly more in line. Zach Moss, I was surprised, was a negative EPA in rushing and receiving. I think Chase Brown's the higher upside play, but like Zach Moss is probably going to get you. He probably gets you 10 touchdowns next year, I would think, as long as he holds on to the role, just being the goal line back. Got no issue with that. Combine flew Troy. Yeah, he also gained some weight. So Troy Franklin up a little bit in weight, running a 4.41. Troy undervalued, but you guys know that. I think this is completely fair, though. 101 for Adonai Mitchell, 102 for Troy Franklin. In a normal, sane room here of normies that love running backs, I think we're doing pretty good at wide receiver. People not realizing Njoku's going to be tight end one this year. Target comps getting tougher, man. Cooper back again. You're adding Judy. You still have more. You also have the downgrade in Watson, who is not as good in terms of creating value for Njoku. You have to hope that Watson, like, frankly, if you're making a bet on any Cleveland receiver, you probably, well, you do have the out now of Jameis doing his version of last year's Joe Flacco, which, frankly, not dissimilar plays, both them being guys kind of staying in the pocket, create air yards. So I think that was a good signing for them as a backup. Actually, maybe kind of a sneaky one to fit the theme of the video. But I think for them, you know, target tree is a little consolidated, and the Browns have had a hard on for Judy for a couple of years now. They wanted to get him last year, didn't get him. So, you know, it's what the Browns are weird, man. They're a team where that was the same thing with Elijah Moore. It's like, oh, the Browns like Elijah Moore, and then they go get him eventually. They like get fixated on these guys and they're like, yeah, this guy, we just got to get him. And then they get him and then they force usage to him, even though you probably shouldn't. So that's the inhibitor for Njoku, but he was great to finish the year. So I get it. I see a pick. I wouldn't mind. I see a couple picks I wouldn't mind making here. This is all right. Tyjae went, that makes it much easier. So Tyjae, I think, is a very good pick coming 30 picks after ADP. Brock Purdy for a guy with two Niners is also a good pick, coming an incredible amount after ADP, nearly 20 picks after ADP. So team so far, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Aaron Jones, James Conner, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Debo, Romo Dunze, Troy Franklin, and George Kittle. I think if we close tight end well, obviously you need to close running back well. This is nice. This is nice. Going nicely. There we go. Why is Hollywood going 106 with rumors, KC? Because people don't really like making the buy until a thing actually happens. And then when that does happen, they really aggressively make the buy. That's been the main observation I've had of this draft offseason so far. And it was the case last year too, but it's really more pronounced, I think, this year. So if you want to start making that buy, you can do it. But yeah, don't be surprised if something weird happens too. Mr. Top 10 finisher in BBM last year. Hit the like button. Help a brother out. I agree. The more likes you guys give, the more we get shown this video to people like you. It really does help. And I always try to let you guys in the business here. And I actually think I might at some point do a premium video just kind of talking about like the background stuff and what's going on in Splash Play, like the analytics. Because I think people, we have enough wannabe creators in the audience or aspiring creators that I think maybe that might be helpful. So that's something I'm thinking about too. If you guys do have an interest in that, let me know. Basically here, if you do hit the like button, the impressions go up, that then shows the thumbnail more people who like best ball drafts. And it helps out a lot, especially when we do deal with the trolls and the other bullshit here. So hitting that like button is great. And of course, subscribing as well. Again, drafts every day, with the best info I can provide. I read everything, look at the data, check my stuff. Whenever you guys question something, I look it up. So that's the process here. And it will continue to be if you want to join the journey. All right. We have Lamar, Brock Purdy, Aaron Jones. All right. So we need running back. I think at this point, Jonathan Brooks is okay. You know, Is he going to come on fast enough? He's going to be at camp. I don't think he's going to be in great position to be going by week one. But I will take Jonathan Brooks here, take an upside young guy with my very dusty running back duo to start of Aaron Jones and James Conner. So we'll see what comes back there. But definitely feeling like with a 2-6-5-1, you know, we could take another receiver, but I feel pretty good at receiver right now. We need to firm up running back most, and then tight end wouldn't be a bad thing either, but tight end we can always get late. There's always our boy Davis Allen late, always our boy Ben Sinnott, the rookie late. Lots of ways to go. Team is hot, thank you, with capital letters. We'll take it. Ooh, and the emojis. I appreciate Bendel's support here. We're doing the Irv Smith pick again now. Look, he's going to KC. He's going to be a guy that probably catches two touchdowns to four in a year, you know, as like a good outcome for him. I don't think you don't have to not take him, but he's like a pure bail. If you have Mahomes and you're the 20th round and you're like, I could use a third tight end, maybe make that Irv Smith. But besides that, probably still not a guy you want to draft too much. He is at the age range though, where there is a breakout, but I just think that he keeps getting worse year to year what he showed last year where he couldn't beat out Tanner Hudson, I think was a pretty big sign for me that the better days are done for old Irv. Aaron Rodgers, future VP, goes at pick 133 here. Irv is tight end 3. But that's the thing, though, is like we've seen Jody Fortson have two touchdown, like, you know, over a couple weeks. It's just that he's going to absorb that third, the belldozer plus that role. And again, he's a pass catcher fundamentally. Like, he's not a great blocker, so they're going to use him as a pass catcher. That's why I think in that kind of offense, he's got the ability to score touchdowns. He's not going to have 100-yard days. Kosicki being the free agent you needed, fucked me pretty good. I don't know if he's the one you needed. Like, especially if they do have Higgins back. If Higgins is gone, that definitely looks a lot better. But yeah, I wouldn't say you need him. Right, we're shoring up running back here. You know, Brandon Cooks at wide receiver is fine. Really not an issue with that. But I am going to go Jerome Ford. Ty Chandler, again, just really has to fall in ADP. Has not fallen enough, especially given that we have Aaron Jones as well. So we are going to go Jerome Ford's way. And I'm not as opposed as I was last year to having two running backs in the same backfield. I do think inherently it is cutting at the bet where your best outcome is to get one of those guys right. But with how you just need a swapping group that can get you through 17 weeks and then hopefully have one guy spike at the right time, I'm willing to do that if the ADP is aligned. So we're not out on Ty Chandler yet, but I just don't want to take him at that ADP. Jerome Ford, of course, the big benefit for him is that Nick Chubb has a torn ACL and is going to be starting the year most likely on the PUP list. Also, he shot that he could be a cut candidate, but more likely he'd be a renegotiated contract. Hasn't happened yet, though, so we'll see. But there we go. Yeah, both these Seattle tight ends are gone now, and Noah Fant came back. So still would assume they bring in another tight end, maybe a draft pick tight end. Honestly, Ben Sinnott wouldn't be a great outcome for Sinnott, but would be a pretty good spot for them to pick him up. So I think that's in play. Roman Wilson going here, pick 142. Reasonable, one of many athletes in this draft class who perhaps did not show enough in college, but analytically, nothing to worry about there. Starting to feel really good about later round tight end. Trying to get RB after round 15 is painful. Yeah. Now that Marshawn Lloyd's come up, now to all those guys in that range is there. Do you think there are actually a couple of wide receivers? I always talk about Brendan Rice, but Brendan Rice being there at that point, like that pick a lot. I think there's a lot of good things that you can get for yourself. At other positions that aren't running back late, and running back, there's like nothing. Running back, it's like you're hoping that Zeke gets another job somewhere, and it doesn't seem the most likely. Pick up a little bit here. So big NBA slate again, guys. Somebody asked, I think it was Chunk asked before, if I'm doing golf. I'm not doing golf right now because I'm just putting the bankroll towards NBA. So NBA, another $4.150 max. So that's the big ad for you. I actually have seen in the data, I was looking at the data this morning, a lot of you guys apparently watch NBA DFS content. So if you haven't used this promo code yet, it is the best data you can find at Stochastic. I use their minutes projections to build out my projections, but I also use their Sims tool, their ownership projections. And frankly, their ownership projections are a thing that you should be using for the 150 max in particular. Massage your ownership, take a couple stands, but really try to get the ownership close to the field where the ownership is projected to be, and use the Sims tools to help you do that. The ROI boost, the exposure caps, really great tools on there. So check it out. Promo code SPLASH, say 15% off, or check the link in the description as well for that one. And also probably check the link in the chat. Probably is my baby. Sports betting data compiled from the top sportsbooks around the world. Up 21 units in March so far. Just in bets that I've placed from content from the YouTube videos I do every day. Results are there. We've made some really good improvements to it. Check it out. Probably.com/subscribe. Use the promo code SPLASH to save 50%. Or get a 7-day free trial in the App Store. And again, leave 5 stars in a review if you want to be considered for a guest hosting spot when I draw on Friday. Roshan going down for sure. Ty Chandler still here. Marshawn Lloyd, I think, might be my favorite running back relative to what can happen for him. What if he goes to Dallas? Marshawn Lloyd. I don't know that that's right. But, like, Chandler is going the wrong way. Roshan is going the wrong way with DeAndre Swift added there. So we're going to make the play on the guy who's not going the wrong way right now. And the guy who had a good combine, good speed, all of that. If Leggett were on the board, I would have been tempted in taking him as my wide receiver 6, but fortunately he goes. Let's see. Pilot might go to Chiefs. Yeah, that's the rumor right now. There was a restructure of Patrick Mahomes' contract that I think freed up $21 million. So, look, that's the kind of move a quarterback makes to extend his career, extend the window, and the issue is, I mean, I really don't love them paying a lot for Hollywood Brown. If they got him for cheap, I think that's much better. But obviously, if Brown goes to the Chiefs, it'll be a good outcome. If Brown goes to the Patriots, I guess it could work out because I do think the Patriots now are more likely to get Drake May. So maybe that could still be a good outcome too for Hollywood Brown. But he Chiefs would be a very good outcome. The issue is, you know, the target earning, he could just be fancy MVS. So how much should he really come up? Those would be the questions I have, but obviously you can have your enthusiasm for sure. Also, one other quick plug, because I know you guys do care about the stuff. Drafters, their preseason best ball tournament is, I think, more than half filled as well. And it's a lot smaller field, so that actually might fill again. So promo code SPLASH on there if you want to double your deposit and check it out. Another good tournament. We haven't done any on stream because I just didn't work out a deal with them and I haven't reached out, which is probably on me. I should be more aggressive about that stuff. But check out Drafters and their tournament. I think, surprisingly, seeing it do well. So I know a lot of our regulars have been on Drafters lately and having a good time. So check it out. All right, now I've plugged. You know, I'm going to use the last of my voice just unplugs. My dying breath will be me shilling for whatever the top platform is with an affiliate fee. Hopefully in like 20, 30 years. Maybe 5, you know, we'll see. See how it goes. All right. 2551 here. Isaiah Likely on the board. We need a tight end. Let's just do it because we need some correlation with Lamar to feel like adults. 2552 teams so far, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Aaron Jones, James Conner, Jonathan Brooks, Jerome Ford, and Marshawn Lloyd. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Deebo Samuel, Romo Dunze, and Troy Franklin. And now tight end, George Kittle and Isaiah Likely. I think the one thing you could say is like maybe could have used a little more foundation, a little more comfort at running back, given that we have a pretty good advantage pressed at wide receiver. I think getting those values, getting Lamar so late. But I don't know. Like, I like this team. It's still good. I think I feel like it got a little bit less fun down the stretch. I didn't get every guy lined up perfectly. Like, I guess if I got Leggett, would have felt better there. Maybe Zach Moss being right there when I picked would have made this look a little better. But, you know, not mad at it still. And really, the Jefferson-Harrison thing, that's the part that really sings. Oh, Drafters also doing a free ticket after 10. Oh, yeah, they do have a lot of things, honestly, for Drafters. They've been doing a lot of rewards trying to do get people to draft in bulk on there. So Drafters, if you are somebody that just wants another platform, if you are especially a sicko that maxed out the big board, check out Drafters. It was a good time there. And the difference is there's no playoffs. It just runs the entire season, runs from week 1 through week 17. So don't have to worry about pod luck and getting eliminated and all that. So nice change of pace as well with the PPR scoring. So the three that I play on, Underdog, DraftKings, Drafters, and they all have their merits. And then they also don't have people, employees, changing things behind the scenes, at least that we're aware of. So big wins for those three, if nothing else. Mac Hollins to Bills. Oh, interesting. I don't know, man. I mean, the Falcons situation was bad for everybody, so I guess you can't hold that against them. They'd have spike weeks on the Raiders, and I think I had one spike week for Atlanta as well. So, yeah, he's draftable. You know, again, probably a guy I'm not dying to take unstacked, but if I have Josh Allen, I'm in the 20th round. Mac Hollins still there. Probably willing to take him up to 16th round, maybe. Just fully out of my ass on that one, but that's, but I think, yeah, I get it. If that's what they do, I think they're going to draft somebody though. I think we saw with last year prioritizing Dalton Kincaid. If I had to guess, Mac Hollins is a wide receiver 4, but if we know, if you guys want to tell me the contract money, obviously I didn't see it because it's breaking live right now. Because that's going to change the situation like he did for Darnell Mooney yesterday, where I had to learn live on stream that Darnell Mooney got paid more than, I don't know who Darnell Mooney they were competing for. Like, I don't get that. Machiavelli dedicated to sniping Carlos's Charger stack. Oh, no. You know, tough scene for you guys out here getting sniped. Can't relate. Can't relate. Yeah, Carlos, our lone drafter here in the 12 hole, and it does seem like Machiavelli took Quentin Johnston. Yeah, all right. Bucky Irving, Audric Estime on the board, two of our former loves. We do need wide receiver. And, you know, we, as people have said before, I've got a rookie fetish. I like him much like Leonardo DiCaprio, like him at a youthful age. I'm going to go Tez Walker here. I had the RAS scores that I think, and I say RAS scores because I know scores is the S as well. So it's stupid to say that. It's like an ATM machine kind of thing. But I do it so you know it's a score. But for the RAS scores for Tez Walker, he was good. The issue is that he was just an air yards merchant with Drake May, who, as we talked about yesterday, was really bad in terms of being on target with his throws, but did create a lot of air yards, create a lot of opportunity. So for Tez Walker, he was able to get a lot of air yards, get downfield, has the athleticism to back that out. So I'm comfortable taking Tez Walker, especially pick 174. And frankly, I know people want to hear this, with Tez being a little bit bigger, I believe. I mean, maybe substantially bigger. I like a Tez more than a Malik Washington type, than a Ladd McConkey type, but, you know, that might be me. Again, favoring the guy, a little bigger body, air yards, downfield guy. What up, Squirters? Sending love from the beautiful land of Northern Tartaria. Okay, I don't know what that is, but Sammy, if Sammy's there, it's a good place to be. I know that. Shout out to our guy Sammy, of course. Shout out to all the members here. Appreciate all you guys who keep things afloat. Of course, hit the join button down below, $4.99 a month if you want to support the shows and keep things going and get some perks coming up, including if you want to fucking do premium streams about me looking at analytics for YouTube. Happy to do it. I am a height supremacist. I do like I'm young and big. It's true. Oh, boy. Geno Smith goes to our guy Carlos of the 12 hole to correlate with his JSN and DK Metcalf. There we go. Where'd Lockett go today? Lockett 110. That's honestly pretty cheap for him, I'd say. Kind of a sneaky winner of free agency, getting the contract, getting another guarantee for himself for 2 years. And we do think this offense, despite Mike McDonald talking about wanting to run it, Ryan Grubb with Adidas Washington, like, you're going to pass. They're definitely going to pass. So I think Lockett's still a little bit of a discount. All right, we got the bet on Baltimore. Keaton Mitchell's here. He'll be our RB6. Obviously, Derrick Henry coming back in. Derrick Henry's going to be the bell cow back, but I think there is an opportunity to start the year for Justice Hill to be the Tyjae Spears for Derrick Henry in this Baltimore offense. So obviously, later in the year, Keaton Mitchell recovered from the ACL. The hope is that he comes back in, adds some value, and really, he was great last year. Just sucks he tore his ACL, so hopefully he keep the explosiveness, keep the things that made him great last year. He's young enough to recover fully, but in year one, we'll see. But getting him at pick 187, I don't hate it. Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy at QB, Aaron Jones, James Conner, Jonathan Brooks, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd, and Keaton Mitchell at running back. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Deebo Samuel, Romo Dunze, Troy Franklin, and Tez Walker. And a tight end, George Kittle and Isaiah Likely. Probably would like a third tight end here, but I think this team is hit for the most part. You make the case that I went a little too rookie heavy at receiver, but when you have Deebo and Jefferson, I think you kind of get that luxury. Dad, I draft anymore on Underdog. Pretty sure you just suck it down. Yeah, that's how that works. You draft a good team in March, and all of a sudden, that everything works out as it's supposed to. We all know that. Is Ronnie Rivers a good player, just in a good situation? I don't even think he's in a good situation. It's gonna be Kyron's backfield. Like, Ronnie's not gonna earn more touches. I think it's more likely they bring in somebody else who earns touches behind Kyron and ahead of Ronnie Rivers. So I know people like to take him in drafts. I get the logic of doing that for now if you're doing it 19th, 20th round, but not for me. He didn't show much. Let me confirm that, but I'm fairly confident he didn't show much. See, Ronnie Bell was good. Yeah, Ronnie Rivers, negative 0.07 EPA per rush, negative 0.2 EPA per pass. A 3% avoided tackle rate is outright offensive. That is one of the worst marks I've ever looked up while doing this on a stream, and I think it's egregious. So Ronnie Rivers, thumbs down. No. They need to upgrade that. That's very bad. I didn't expect it to be that bad. That's bad. That's deeply bad. Johnny Smith, probably still a discount pick 194. Yeah, and I think a sneaky winner. Has not gotten the steam that I would have thought. And maybe it's just coming, you know, little by little, but I think Johnny Smith, if we're going to make a bet on Miami, he probably should go here. Probably the 180 range. Darren Waller, so obviously retirement hanging around for him. Also, some people on Twitter speculating that Daniel Jones could be a post-June 1 cut. I don't think that's likely. They would have to take a gigantic cap hit. If they did it this year, they get $70 million in dead cap if they cut him. So I don't think that's the most likely, but it is something I've seen a lot on Twitter. So I'm just going to say it out loud, because as we always talk about rumors and all that stuff, kind of an important part of the process, because rumors can become fact very soon. You know, it doesn't mean you do everything with it. It doesn't mean you go chasing Marquise Brown into the 50s, on the hopes of him going to KC, but it does mean that you pay attention to it and you kind of account for it with what you're doing. We talk about it a lot here. Tennessee, it seemed like Tennessee not going to get Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd seeming closer to go to the Steelers. So Treylon Burks, wide receiver 2 in an offense, going to be a lot better for Tennessee. It is a brand new situation, new coaching, still going to run the ball effectively, still going to press the offensive line and try to get success there. But I do think the passing game with Brian Callahan there as the offensive coordinator, going to be definitely moving in the right direction, or as the head coach rather, was the offensive coordinator of the Bengals. I think it's going to be better for Burks, and year 2 to year 3 is where we're going into right now. This is his last shot to really break out, and he's young enough to do it, big enough to do it, athletic enough to do it. Need to ask first, can I post that funny-ass video of you mocking Mahomes a few weeks back? So, yeah, sure. Whatever you want to, you can always post whatever. I think actually YouTube allows you to create shorts off the videos. I don't block that. So yeah, whatever you want to do. Go ahead. Thumb my nose and stacking Bateman. Would love to see it. Look, Bateman, for whatever it's worth, the coach speak from Harbaugh about him was positive, and Harbaugh does have a track record of being somebody who does stick to their word with that stuff. So I don't think that's nothing, but I like Burks' upside a little bit more. And you know, who knows what comes back, right? Who knows? J.K. Dobbins, only guy on one of the NFL.com guys. Top 101 rankings at running back who's left. So Dobbins probably the only good landing spot guy, or you know, potential saving grace for a team that got blocked out at running back left out there. Kind of like, to me, Dobbins to the Raiders would make sense. But you know, we'll see what happens. Bateman goes, would have been nice to get Bateman on the way back, was what I was hoping there, especially in this room. It's allowed a lot of guys to slip around, but we will not get Bateman on the way back. And now we also, in Baltimore, you don't have the Devin Duvernay out because Devin Duvernay went to the Jaguars. So tough to see. We lost out in one of those bullshit fucking prayer yards. Not even prayer yards. Like, hope that they get you one touchdown, maybe in the return game. Ravens players late. Not for us. Kenneth Gainwell going the wrong way for sure. We need a third tight end. I wouldn't mind a seventh running back. And I've talked about it enough. Tank Bigsby will be getting an opportunity to earn a role. Is he going to be good enough to keep it? I don't know. But I think Bigsby, to shore up this running back room, is a player that we can add. I was looking at Yoshivis. I think he'd be a good pick as well. Brendan Rice, we've talked about a lot here. Watch a Caleb Williams highlight reel. You will see Brendan Rice being great. He is really quietly a very good player that nobody has steamed up at all, because he wasn't an RAS beast like all the other guys out there, but was great in every, you know, or not great. He was better than good in every single athletic thing there, and that matters too, especially when you're Jerry Rice's child. He's looking like a better athlete than Jerry Rice, and is he going to be as good? No, probably not. I think that would be a pretty far-flung outcome, but he can be good. So, A.T. Perry as well, gaining from Michael Thomas leaving New Orleans. So A.T. Perry, another receiver that can go late. And Kenneth Gainwell now, obviously pure handcuff to Saquon, even though he's probably more talented, but it is what it is. Dobbins, Arizona's interesting. Have a year to work him in and see if he's ruined. Yeah, you know what? Wouldn't be a bad pick. I don't know if they'll do it, but we'll see. Dobbins is definitely not going to get paid very much. It sucks for Dobbins because last year he was trying to get them to extend him at, I think, like $13 million a year. Then he hurt himself week one, and now I think if he's lucky, he's getting five, maybe six, just because of the talent. But I don't even that window might be passing fast. Noah Brown, by the way, still not coming up, but Noah Brown going back to Houston. Houston obviously can upgrade, and I would expect should upgrade their third receiver, getting another outside guy to go across from Nico Collins, I think would be the priority that I would expect. But you see, you know, Noah Brown here at pick 222, probably too cheap for a guy that showed 35-point games last year, 30-point games. Isn't Dallas the only team that got locked out? I think the Raiders go with White. I mean, they're going to go with White as part of it, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a lead back. But I think if they don't get somebody who they want to add to that backfield, then they'll probably be comfortable with that. But got to think that they will get a second running back, I think, whether it be a rookie, whether it be in free agency. Anyone to Dallas? I mean, Dallas is the one that looms out there. Like any rookie who gets that Dallas spot, any free agent who gets that Dallas spot, they are going to be in a very good situation to put up a lot of touchdowns. Tony Pollard, they wanted to give him the work. They just couldn't because he wasn't good enough. So he'll get another opportunity next year. Zach Ertz, if you're taking Jayden Daniels, I don't think he'd be a bad tight end three at this point, given that he's the only adult tight end. And we saw him. Honestly, he's just so much better than Cole Turner. He's old, absolutely too old. But when we saw him play last, he still had upside. So for a tight end three build, I think that he should not be free in the 19th round. And if Washington takes Ben Sinnott, then I'm an idiot. But I'm happy to take anybody attached to this Washington offense if Jayden Daniels is going to be the guy. All right, Brendan Rice goes. Would have liked to have gotten him on the way back, but he gets appropriately valued by the room. I'll give my team a read here because I don't think I've done that in a bit. Lamar and Brock Purdy at QB. Great value on Lamar is really the big thing defining the team today. Aaron Jones, James Conner, Jonathan Brooks, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd, Keaton Mitchell, and Tank Bigsby. So we started with these two guys who I do like a lot, but they are older backs who are certainly fragile enough in terms of that, but have great roles. So I like these guys overall, but do want to get a little more backup just to make sure. So that's why we went so heavy at running back. Wide receiver, we have Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Deebo Samuel, Romo Dunze. Very good values here, especially with Deebo. And getting Harrison and Jefferson, to me, was just too fun to pass up. So one of my more fun starts to a draft that I've found. Romo Dunze, Troy Franklin, Tez Walker, Treylon Burks. So young guys on the upswing, hopefully a good enough floor with Jefferson, Harrison, and Deebo. And again, the Jefferson-Harrison thing to me, like the most fun two guys who really are like wide receiver one to me, and I think have a shot to be the great wide receivers of like this generation. So exciting start. And a tight end, Kittle at a huge value, who we also got with the Purdy, huge value, and then likely an Ertz. So we have the Purdy stack. We have leverage against Purdy with Lamar. We did not get great correlation for Baltimore, but we do have Keaton Mitchell with Lamar, and we do have Isaiah Likely. So I'm cool with the team. See what we do in round 20. Oh man, that was a big one. that was a lot coming out of my nose, which I did not expect. So that was great fun here. Never gross on Splash Play. Darius Slayton. Where is he going? What's going on, Darius Slayton? Do we take a fourth tight end? I feel good at wide receiver. I feel good at running back. Nobody's gonna like make or break the seam. I don't like Jacob Cowing. I'm going Ben Sinnott. Four tight ends. Let's live a little. Final team here. A 2774. Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy at QB. Both at huge values, which I think inherently are going to make the team feel pretty live. Aaron Jones, James Conner, Jonathan Brooks, Jerome Ford, Marshawn Lloyd, Keaton Mitchell, and Tank Bigsby at running back. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, Deebo Samuel, Romo Odunze, Troy Franklin, Tez Walker, Treylon Burks, and a tight end, George Kittle, Isaiah Likely, Zach Ertz, and Ben Sinnott. So we did use this stuff, late draft capital at tight end. Kittle, hopefully some spike week upside still at his age. And also a shot to Ayuk gets traded. World does look better for Kittle if that's the case. I like the team. Marta Likely paid off nicely week 17 last year. Good team. One more draft. We do one a day here, Tom. It's all I can commit to. It's just the way that it's going to flow for now. At a certain point, there'll be marathon days, but not right now. And my best team ever. I think I've had some great teams. All right, guys, that's it. Shout out to all you guys hanging out live. I appreciate that very much. Again, if you are new around here, subscribe down below. I think we have one of the best communities in the world out here. And honestly, again, with the data, people from Pete's community, our pal Pete Overzet, people from Stochastic, people who watch ETR, people who watch Underdog, a lot of great people who take in data from really sharp people and bring it here. And I think that's something that makes for us being one of the better places to be. So subscribe down below. And of course, I will always give you my full effort every day here, no matter how terrible I feel, no matter how bad I sound. That's always the promise here as well. Underdog, promo code SPLASH. Double your deposit to $100 on there and get a mystery pick'em. Obviously, we have a lot of fun drafting teams here. You, too, can live the dream of Justin Jefferson and Marvin Harrison in the same room. You do it on Underdog. So play over there, promo code SPLASH. Stochastic, big NBA slate tonight. I'll be playing it. Get Stochastic data. Get Stochastic sims. Get the Fantasy Cruncher, whatever you want through them. 15% off the promo code SPLASH on there. And again, check the link in the description, too, if you want to make it even easier on yourself. Probably my baby best way to support Splash Play is support Splash Play. Best way to get money for yourself and also support Splash Play is to go and support Probably. Best betting day in the world. We're up 21 units of content. That's not a bit. It's not me doing one of my hilarious spags, dancing around like a marionette, somebody pulling the strings, me showing my wiener and spinning it. You know, the silly things I like to do. It's not one of those bits. It's a real thing here. Actually, I'll show you guys the results on screen. Here you go. Like, can you believe this shit? I'm anxious. I want to win. I want to go have every day be green besides the one where I play some stupid parlays. So it's going really well over there. So check that out for yourself. Probably.com/subscribe. You get a 7-day free trial as well in the App Store. And I will leave that one in the pinned comments. But get it right now for yourself. I'm pointing the wrong way. 50% off from a good splash at probably.com/subscribe. And that's also your first month or your first year. So if you buy a year, you're getting it for under $100. So pretty good deal there. And honestly, March Madness coming up. I guarantee our data will do good things for you there. Here are all the fine folks to support the channel. You too can do that as well. Join button down below. Reading of names coming up on Friday. Might be some names leaving the list. I don't know who's expiring and all that. But support the channel here, $5 a month. And you get some premium content coming up, including the first Spags rankings of 2024 coming up in the, did I do it before the draft? We'll see. Coming up soon. So there we go. Follow me at Chris Spags. Follow the show at Splash Play Pod. And come back tomorrow for more New Giraffe at 11 a.m. And hope you guys have a great day today. Free agency has been a lot of fun, so let's keep it going. And I'll do my best to keep you guys in the loop about anything that I see coming up tomorrow. And I will see you guys then. So enjoy your days. Good luck. Bye.